How is this album different than the two others?
Well, let's see. First of all, Billy Conway is the full-time drummer now, so... And I think there's a lot more unity in the band and that it's reflected on the album. Mm-hmm. And what else? Dana has developed his double sax technique, and you can hear that on a couple of songs. Mm-hmm. There's two songs recorded live. By our sound man, Phil Davidson, and one from Holland and one from California. So we put those on because they're really good versions. And mm-hmm. we wanted the album to reflect all the touring and the live playing that we were doing, so.
Mm-hmm. It sounds more tight, you know. It sounds
maybe,
like
You've proven,
Morphine has proven that less is more. How did you get the idea to decide three people, no guitar?
Mm. Well, we tried it as three. And it sounded good to us, so we continued.
Mm-hmm. I think you like to be noticed because not only you play the bottleneck on a two-string bass. Is that your idea? Was that your idea to do
I
that?
I guess there's a lot of instruments with just one or two strings all around the world, and it's interesting because every string has every note, and it's really not a limitation at all mm-hmm. once you get used to it. So and. I don't know. I started out on one string because that was the easiest. And I gradually promoted myself to two strings. And now that feels pretty complete. So
you think you'll stop there?
I think we'll stop.
Stop taking off, putting on? How do you write your songs? You write them alone and then you bring them to the group or do you compose?
Yeah, pretty much the words and the general musical outline are there. Mm-hmm. But. It requires a lot of contribution from Billy and Dana to make it work within this format because mm-hmm. we can't fall back into traditional roles within the band because of the instruments.
Mm-hmm. Are you quite paternal when you write a song, when you give it to them, do you feel like I have to protect it or are you open to their...
No, I'm open. Mm-hmm. I used to ask them play this, play that, mm-hmm. and it was never any good. So I said, just play what you think is the best, and that's always the best. So.
Because since being three, you have to really find a harmony between
yeah,
you guys. How did you meet? How did you decide to form
well,
this?
Well, Billy and I were in another band for a long time before Morphine, mm-hmm. called Treat Her Right, Traite La Bien,
right.
as they say in some
good,
places.
Good advice, men.
Yes, words to live by, mm-hmm. we like to think. And Dana actually was a friend who was our roadie for one tour, and he used to play saxophone with us occasionally, and mm-hmm. I was a big fan of Dana, and I always wanted to have a different band just with Dana, and mm-hmm. so now we do it.
I read that you Prince is one of those singers that you really admire, and it seems surprising. Mm. It seems so such a contrast to what you do. Mm. Why? What does Prince have that, or Love Symbol, I should say?
Well, Prince, I just admire his work, not just his singing, but his producing and his songwriting and his playing, and I just feel an affinity with his creative process. It's hard to explain, mm-hmm. but when I hear his records, I feel an affinity. I can empathize with the choices that he made and the directions that he took, and mm-hmm. I mention him a lot because I hope that someday he'll hear or read me talking about him and he'll give me a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you wouldn't mind being produced or collaborating?
Anything really. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to, even if I could just shake his hand, I'd be happy, maybe. No, I'd like to work with him. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do something with him sometime. And who knows?
What do you think about all his, you know, changing names? You don't care, it's like, you like his stuff and...
It's interesting, isn't it? He has the whole world confused, so... That's an accomplishment, mm. I suppose.
You're from Boston, or the group is from Boston. Mm-hmm. You've had Aerosmith from Boston, New Kids on the Block,
Morphine,
Pixies.
Yeah.
Is there a particular atmosphere in that town that is sort of putting out
well,
these groups?
Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds of groups in Boston. Thousands of them, actually. Mm-hmm. Much more than you would expect. It's not a big city. But there's a lot of small clubs where you can experiment without any pressure. You can mm-hmm. just play in the corner, no stage, no lights, no expectations. You don't even have to be good. As long as you don't irritate the regulars, it's you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So it was in that spirit that Morphine began. It's just one of many experiments and projects that everyone in the band was trying.
Mm-hmm. It's also a big, it's a college town. I mean, there are about, I don't know
town.
How many, 200.
College city.
College city, you know, there might be 200
it's true,
colleges yeah. there. And I think a lot of these groups, alternative groups, are being born on college mm. campuses. Maybe that's also a...
Partly, yeah. There's a lot of bands that move to Boston from Hawaii and even from New York sometimes mm-hmm. because life in New York is hard for a band. Just... The cost is really high just to live in New York.
Yeah. And if you could write the soundtrack to any movie, by who would you choose? What director would you choose? Or maybe two
oh,
directors?
Oh, I don't know. How about Robert Altman? Is he available?
Well, I think so. He's open okay. to a lot of ideas, I think.
Bob, give me a call.
good. You push, if a button was good, if a button was good, if a button was good, you're good. Something tells me you could be in my mind. Something tells me you can read my mind. Your brain is calling to me one more time. I said, something tells me you can read my mind. Your brain is calling to me one more time. Your brain is calling to me one more time. Your brain is calling to me one more time. You're good.
Listening to 90.3 FM CKUT, coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, by way of Vancouver, British Columbia. You are listening to The Warp Core. I am Corbin, and I'm really glad to be with you tonight.
I'm free now to direct a movie, sing a song, or write a book about yours truly. Oh, I'm so interesting, I'm so great. I really just a fuck up and it's such a waste to burn down these walls around me, flexing like a heartbeat. You don't like to speak, don't talk to me for about a week. I'm sorry, it just hurts to explain. There's something going on that makes my guts ache. I got guilt, I got fear, I got regret. I'm just a panic-stricken waste, I'm such a jerk. I was honest, I swear, the last thing I wanna do. Honest, I swear, the last thing I wanna do is ever cause you pain. Out the window, free to live my story, free to sing along. Write a book about yours truly. Oh, I'm so interesting, I'm so great, but I'm really just a fuck up. It's such a waste to burn down all these walls around me, flexing like a heartbeat. We don't like to speak, don't talk to me for about a week. I'm sorry, it just hurts to explain. There's something going on that makes my guts ache inside. I got guilt, I got fear, I got regret. I'm just a panic-stricken waste. I'm such a jerk. I swear, the last thing I wanna do. Honest, I swear, the last thing I wanna do is ever cause you pain. Oh.
a stranger all about you. They smiled patiently with disbelief. I always knew you would succeed no matter what you tried. And I know you did it all in spite of me. Step up on your way. Proud to be a part of your illustrious career. And I know you did it all in spite of me. In spite of me.
Candy says she wants me with her.
some bands and some songs really make you remember some very specific moments. And I would definitely say that Morphine is one of those bands for me. So let's remember Mark, who's a really amazing musician and a real wise person with a lot of interesting ideas and a lot of really beautiful perspective on what he did and the world around him. So yeah, Mark Salmon. Really beautiful person. Thank you.
Thank you. y'all. Have a really nice night.
My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. Special greetings goes out to Kaya Kindu and family. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Just to remind you that our annual funding drive takes place on March 18th through the 28th. March 18th to 28th, so get your pennies together. The Full Circle Show will be on for the full funding drive on the 24th of March. The 24th of March will be when the Full Circle Show will be asking your donations. Musically this morning, you'll be hearing from OMT4, Althea Hewitt, Marcia Griffiths, and Monty Alexander. The long-range forecast will be today, Wednesday, the 3rd. It's going to be flurries, minus 1. On Thursday, sunny, minus 6. Friday, flurries, minus 8. Saturday, cloudy with some sun, minus 7. On Saturday, sunny, minus 7. And Monday, sunny, minus 2.